Give more in value than you take in payment. That is a principle I learned from the Go-Giver. And I hope you've read a book that has said one sentence, one paragraph that has literally changed your entire psyche, psychology, physiology, your entire mindset and attitude that has stuck with you. And for me, that has stuck with me. Give more in value than you take in payment. And that's the model for Hoops University, the basketball training business that I run locally, that I am pulling from, like the wisdom and the stuff that you guys say you like these rants from. Like, that's the local basketball training business. And to be honest, I started that because I wanted to be able to talk to the basketball trainers more, better, and have an actual understanding and credibility towards it. But I actually realized that I really like doing this, and it is fun, and that it's so fulfilling in it. And I realized today we ran a clinic, and for the clinic, we didn't accept money. What we accepted was a gift, a toy for Healing Homes, which is an organization that helps kids who are in the foster care system and who are seeking adoption. Instead of paying $50, which is what we usually charge for clinics, you had to bring in a brand new toy for a kid ages, you know, 7 through 17. And it worked. Like, it was full. It was a great event. And I talked to somebody who works in corporate, who is a manager, who was, in my opinion, it could be a high-level executive, but he just really, honestly, just doesn't want the stress and the pressure, and is smart enough to, in my opinion, be the CEO. And his thought was, here's our process before I tell his punchline. What I did was receive the toys, and then the child could be admitted to train. And it was great. I felt altruistic, felt benevolent, felt very generous, and was happy. It was a great event. And you know what? We very likely will get business from this, because we only had one trainee who was a trainee who was an active trainee that I've seen before, and the others were just people I've never met before that saw it on social media, on Facebook, and all the other ways that I haven't looked at yet in one of our questions before they actually registered for the event. All that being said, you know, his thought, my friend's thought was, you know, next time you should just take the money and donate the money to the organization so that they can go buy the toys. Because you know what I have in my car right now, which I'm not mad about at all. It's not an inconvenience at all, but I have a lot of toys in my car right now, which is cool. Like my wife gave great perspective on this, and I'm 3 months into marriage right now. It is great to be able to say that. But my wife gave great perspective. She said, the fact that you have the toys in your car may be great for you to go to Healing Homes and have a paradigm shift, may be great for you to experience and to just see a different side of the holidays. And there could be greatness to having these toys in my car, and there's a reason why I have them in here. But another mindset, which I really just didn't even think about this, which is what I'm really getting at right here for you, for us, is the resource-based view of the firm, which I need to study more on, but the premise of it to me is, from what I've been told, is based on your resources at your disposal, how can you get a competitive advantage? How can you make the most money possible and to have an advantage over your competitors? Because the more money you have, let's be real, the more money you have, the more strategic you can be, not necessarily, the more resources you have, the more of an advantage you have. So the resource is the money, is a capital. You can get your gym set up. You can buy more in advertising. You can have more in branding. You can do so many things with that money. So next time, my thought is, okay, let's test it out. Let's see what happens if there is money involved. And then the money is donated to the Healing Homes or the organization that you choose so that they can go and do the things that may cost you more in time than in actual money. So my point being, in my thought process, is something that I want to actually be able to actually have the thought process towards, which is, how can we get more money, not necessarily for our own selfish gain, but to benefit more, to help more. Because if you look at the people, the companies, the businesses, the organizations that have the greatest impact, they usually make the most money. That's not always the case, but I think it's more often the case than not. So personally, for me, being just honest, I limit myself from that mindset, from that logic of taking the money and then donating it, because I'm so adamant about giving more value than I'm taking payment that I also diminish what I may have earned or deserved. And that may be you too. Like, you may be just like me in the thought process of you diminish what you feel like you deserve. So you feel like you don't deserve very much at all. So you often end up leaving yourself with the short stick. And that is me. As much as I talk about business and knowing numbers and things of that nature, which I do, like I'm learning it, I still leave myself short. I still give myself the short end of the stick. And the grapple right now is trying to find out how to have the resource-based view of the firm and earn as much money as possible while also feeling like you give more value than you take in payment, while also making sure that you are altruistic, that you do give to those causes that you believe in, and you do feel like you are spreading the holiday cheer and doing something that's really, really good. Because for me, and sorry, like just walking outside before this podcast, I really do believe, and I'm working on believing that money is good. There's a book called Business Secrets of the Bible. I don't talk about it much, but it is so true. It's talking about the Jewish mindset, the ancient Jewish wisdom towards money, and how what they look at money as. They look at money as a resource, a tool, as something that is necessary, like blood. So in Hebrew, the word for blood and the word for money is the same. They're synonyms. And the reason being because there are so many similarities to it. Like for blood, I know I'm ranting right now, but for blood, you think about it, it is the nutrients of our body, right? For money, it's the nutrients of the economy. You can't say, they're both mass nouns, money and blood. So you can't say, give me a blood. Like I need a blood. Like they're mass nouns. Also, they're fungible. So you can give blood as long as it's the same type, and it's okay if it's not the same exact blood cell. For money, you can give me $20, but it doesn't have to be the exact same $20. It's fungible, right? Like, I can give you a car, but if you don't give me, and I expect it back, if you don't give me the same car back, then it's not really fungible. Like I'm asking you questions, but it's not the same thing for money. And there are, I'm sure, many other similarities to money and blood that are out there, but they're both important, right? And all that being said, I am working personally, and maybe you listening to this as well are working towards this. Maybe you don't have this problem. Like, you like money, and I like money too. However, I still have this like innate small microcosm of reticence towards money that I'm trying to work towards, which will solve a lot of problems, because money is the answer to a lot of problems. All that being said, I hope you guys have found a book that has changed your paradigm, changed your philosophy. I hope that you are figuring out how to make more money, not just for your own selfish gain, but that's what you want. Okay, cool. But hopefully you are finding out how to make more money so that you can pour it back into your trainees and have more impact. Because I do believe more impact comes from more income, and kind of vice versa, honestly. But I hope that's going well for you. And I hope that you are working like I am, working towards those insecurities, those, I guess, bad wiring that may limit the impact that you could possibly have or the efficiency that you could possibly have. So just some real talk from me. I am at my destination right now, literally about to park. I hope you guys are enjoying this podcast. I'm busting my behind trying to post every single day, even with allergies going against me. So hopefully you guys are gaining value from it and you plan to keep listening. Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.